Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The city's 1.1 million public school students will be allowed to skip school tomorrow to take part in a global climate change protest.
The move drawing strong reaction, though, from both sides. WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz on our newsline. Mike, how will the process for students work tomorrow?
So for middle and high school students, they will only need their parents to tell their school that they want to leave for the protest. And for younger kids, elementary school students, they'll, you know, need a guardian to actually escort them out of the school. None of the students will face any kind of penalty for not being in school if they're heading to the protests. We don't know how many students will actually walk out of school to take part in the rally. It starts around noon tomorrow in Foley Square, and then they'll march over to Battery Park for the actual rally itself. The timing of that basically makes it so students could attend some morning classes and then leave for the second half of the day. And this is just one of hundreds of rallies that are taking place all over the world for climate change, to protest climate change. And the one here in the city is expected to be one of the largest, specifically because the DOE is allowing students to leave, something other education departments in other major cities are not allowing to happen.
Yeah, what are you hearing today, Mike, about that DOE decision?
You know, many are praising it. If you look online, it's sort of a smattering of praise from people, of course, mostly from activists who believe climate change is the pressing issue of our time. But there are some who are against it. The editorial board for the New York Post calls the de Blasio administration's choice of, you know, allowing the kids to skip school to protest climate change, they say, quote, out and out government sponsorship of a particular viewpoint. And a little bit more ratcheted down, I spoke with Staten Island Assemblywoman Republican Nicole Malliotakis. She is a prominent critic of the mayor, and she says climate change is important. But for Malliotakis, she says the better way to attack the issue is not allow kids to leave class. It's to keep them in class, you know, spend time specifically talking about climate change and the science around it. She calls the DOE's decision bad policy, and that it's just one of the many ways the de Blasio administration continues to find ways to take kids away from class, and tomorrow's rallies being another example of that.
That's WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz on our newsline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.